Amanda, what about the work excites you the most for your audiences?
You know, we performed a bit of this piece in the Hamptons last month, and one of our longtime supporters who was there was chatting with me about it because he's seen so many of my pieces. And he said, I can really see what ideas you're playing with. And I feel like it's making me think a lot and making me, inspiring me with ideas. I mean, and when an audience member says that to me, I feel like I'm doing something right, you know, because what I want to do is create signposts so that the audience can make meaning for themselves. I'm not going to tell them what this piece means or how they need to interpret it. It's not a traditional narrative story by any stretch, but we are presenting these concepts, these images. We're meditating on these ideas in such a way that the audience is looking at the dancers and putting themselves into the imagery and being impacted. And everyone, when people come back to me with these different, oh, this made me think about this, this made me think about that, that's when I really feel like I'm doing the right thing. So that inspires me in the process. I also just, I'm very, very lucky. I have the most beautiful community of artists that I work with. So every day in the studio is filled with surprises. There's so much generosity and humility that's required to work in the way that I work, that the dancers just end up, really, we all grow together through each process. So I'm excited with Habit Form because, you know, this is now going to be the second work since COVID. I feel like we've all kind of changed through COVID for better and for worse. We've all kind of become closer to ourselves, more evolved. And then next year is going to be my 25th anniversary. So I'm really looking forward to, like, what's next for the company and how can this work push the boundaries in new ways?